It was a moment like none other. Day by day, week by week, year after year, centuries gone by. Israel and the whole world was waiting for this moment, holding its breath for the response. Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, Moses, Ruth, Esther, David, Isaiah, and all the prophets peered through the portals of Sheol and looked upon a lowly 14-year-old girl praying for, and I like to think, cheering for her, awaiting her response. Would Simeon, a righteous and devout man, waiting for the Messiah, the consolation of Israel, himself a personification of all Israel's longing, cradle the Christ child in his arms and proclaim, "My eyes have seen your salvation, a light for revelation to the Gentiles and glory for your people Israel." Or would he not? The angel stood and was silent, eagerly expecting the answer and the consent of the Virgin. And as Saint Bernard wrote, "The whole world prostrate at thy knees is waiting for this, and rightly, since on thy words depend the consolation of the miserable, the redemption of the captives, the salvation of all the sons of Adam. Make answer, O Virgin, speedily speak the word. The King and Lord of all things himself desires thine assent, by which his purpose is to save the world." And Mary said, "Yes, may it be done to me according to your word." And the floodgates of blessing and salvation for the world were opened. Eve's no, through which evil and corruption entered the world, was reversed by the new Eve's yes. And the saving, redeeming word of God was made flesh. But what if Mary had said no? Could Mary have said no? Was that possible? The words of Gabriel argue against that. They're strong and overpowering to the point where it seems as though Mary didn't have a choice. "You will conceive in your womb and bear a son. You shall name him Jesus. The Holy Spirit will come upon you. The power of the Most High will overshadow you." It sounds domineering and controlling. But Gabriel is merely telling Mary what will happen if she says yes. But Mary was full of grace, free from the stain of original sin. And could she then have said no? So was Eve, free from the stain of original sin and full of grace. But she said no. So Mary could have said no. No. But God never strips us of our free will. And after all, what would yes mean if no were not possible? So Mary is the prime example of that total surrender to the will of God. Yes, the essential characteristic of the kingdom of God for each one of us. Now imagine the angel Gabriel visiting you today. What would be asked of us? Maybe to speak about Christ in our school or workplace. Maybe read our Bible more frequently. Maybe to attend daily Mass. Maybe to contribute to a charity. There are many, many things that could be asked of us, and on what a smaller scale we would be speaking. Would we answer, May it be done according to your word? Or would we question or perhaps ignore or meet the request with excuses of why we can't do it? Gary Zimek is a Catholic speaker and author and a radio host, frequently appears on EWTN Network, and he writes, "Would you like to get closer to Jesus and discover his plan for your life? Turn to Mary and ask her for help. Her entire life consisted of submitting to God's will, and she will help you to do the same. Her last recorded words in Scripture at the wedding feast in Cana provide us with the advice that is guaranteed to keep us on the right path. Do whatever he tells you." Tomorrow is Christmas because Mary said yes. May we have the courage to say, in whatever way it may apply, "Lord, may it be done to me according to your word."